With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Kristen Kay. Several new states are taking effect, state laws are taking effect Wednesday, including one of the most contentious proposals from the last legislative session. Scott Franz has more.
After heated floor debates and criticism from several sheriffs who promised they will not enforce it, the so-called red flag law is taking effect in the new year. It lets police temporarily take guns away from people who pose a threat to themselves or others, but it does not allow guns to be confiscated without an order from a judge. Representative Tom Sullivan of Centennial sponsored the measure to prevent gun violence and suicides.
People who are having, a mental health episode and need some help. We need to get the most destructive means of them ending their own lives, which is a firearm. We need to get those out of their hands so that we have a chance to save these people.
The state predicts the new law could be used almost 200 times a year. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Aspen Mountain was home to some star-studded ski racing yesterday during the 10th running of the Ajax Cup. 16 teams competed in the annual charity race held by the Aspen Valley Ski and Snowboard Club. After a decisive final race, a team called the West End Hillbillies took the title. Aspen native Alex Ferreira, an X Games regular and Olympic medalist, led the team. AVSC hasn't released this year's fundraising totals yet, but it hoped to raise more than last year's total of $800,000. Lots of people set resolutions as they look forward to a new year. For those who also need a little help moving on from the past, the city of Aspen hosts a new Let It Go bonfire tonight. Community members are invited to write down old resolutions or unmet goals and drop them off at locations around town, including the Red Brick Center for the Arts, the Wheeler Opera House, and City Hall. Just before midnight tonight, those slips of paper will all be tossed into a bonfire at Wagner Park. The city says it's all meant to help residents embrace the new year. I'm Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.